Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ABM.
Hello, this is your host, Holly Donato. We're back with another episode of In the Driver's Seat, episode 7. Hope you're doing well this summer on your grain operation. It's been a really crazy couple weeks here this summer in the markets. So what a time to talk about grain marketing and maybe some choices that are ahead of you as you think about harvest this year. With trade uncertainty and fund movements, what's looking to be a record harvest is maybe posing some new challenges for you as you think about marketing your 2018 crop. And so here to talk with me today about some options for harvest bushel marketing is Dave Rosenmeyer, integration manager for ADM, who works with producers in the North Central Midwest. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Holly.
What kind of pressure are farmers feeling on the price side this year? We talked a little bit in the introduction about the grain markets. What have you seen in terms of the mood of farmers and the challenges they're facing right now?
Every year brings new challenges for the producers. And I think for farmers, their major challenge this year is really going to be some political things that we're seeing as we talk about tariffs and we talk about different types of trade agreements. And then you throw in the weather and the possibility of we talked a little bit about better yields and larger crops, which usually kind of reflect back into lower prices. So I think that's going to be a big challenge for our customers this year going forward.
So with the crops maturing well, what extra concerns do I have if I'm a grain producer? In addition to the lower prices and the volatile prices, especially if yields are really as big as they're projected to be, what does that, you know, cause me to have on my hands here to deal with?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at the yields, if they do happen to come true and mature like we like to hope they would, I mean, having extra bushels to find a home with in the fall to deliver to or find some storage at home is always a positive thing to have more bushels. But the real challenge is, how do I market those bushels and what are some things I should be looking at and thinking about when I, you know, bring those extra bushels to ADM?
What might I want to think about for marketing those bushels this year?
Yeah, you know, really in the past, we've had, you know, probably two main staples. You know, the customers could bring grain in, sell it for cash at harvest, which, you know, that still works. But what we do is we limit ourselves to pricing opportunities if we want to see if this market should happen to rally after harvest. They can also pay for some, you know, put it on storage, but then that leaves you exposed to all the price movements up and down. So, a couple of traditional things that have worked well in the past, but yet, you know, we're hopefully bringing a couple new items that will give customers a little extra protection and a little different way of thinking about marketing their grain.
What have farmers tended to have as far as cash flow needs right now? And how does that dictate what they've done for grain marketing?
Yeah, typically when you get to the fall, you have some repair bills that might be coming due, some cash rents that might be coming due, some different things are really just kind of, you know, has that need for cash. And I think what we do is we provide a couple different offerings that can allow them to establish a price and then, you know, also take an advance on some of that grain.
Let's dive into those options. You have two of them you'd like to talk about today that are a bit of an alternative to my usual options at harvest. What are those?
The first one is price point, which really allows the customer to establish a cash price and then invest in some upside market opportunity in case this market would want to rally, but yet set back and feel comfortable knowing that they have a guaranteed price, so they'll receive no less than their guaranteed minimum price. Our second choice we also have is ADM Advantage Expert. It's a way of enrolling some bushels with one out of our three experts and allowing them to help establish a price for those bushels. So you're leveraging some industry knowledge, you know, hopefully set a price in some pretty turbulent times.
Okay, they're kind of different. One's a little bit more automatic executing, and the other one is really someone making decisions on those bushels. Take price point. In plain terms, how does that work? And maybe give us an example of, say, if I have 10,000 bushels.
Well, Holly, once you've delivered the 10,000 bushels to ADM, we can go ahead and show you a couple different choices, some different price points to choose from. And once you see the level and the period that match what your expectations are, then you're enrolled and you'll know your guaranteed minimum price. So you know that no matter what happens, you're going to get no lower than that guaranteed minimum, less the investment for the price point. And the nice thing is that this market wants to average higher and averages higher than your price point. We're going to take that difference and add it back to your contract to give you some good value.
How does it protect me in the downside then, Dave?
Well, what's really nice about the price point, if the market would happen to average lower, you're protected because you've already established your guaranteed minimum and you know what you have for a final price.
What portion of that contract then can I get as a cash advance?
Yeah, since price point has a guaranteed minimum after the investment, we were able to advance that entire guaranteed minimum less the investment.
So who helps me set or how do I set that price point?
Well, that's kind of the neat thing about price point. You can work with your local ADM representative to help establish, you know, kind of figure out where you want to be, what you're trying to accomplish, and then choose a different level that fits your needs.
Well, let's move on and talk about ADM Advantage Expert. How is that different than how does that work on, say, those same 10,000 bushels?
The fundamental difference between a price point and an ADM Advantage Expert is the price point is an automated contract working off of averages. The ADM Expert is leveraging the knowledge of industry experts to set that price. And what they do is you will enroll those bushels and they will establish a price for those bushels over a period of time. So what's kind of nice about that is they're going to be looking at the markets, understanding what's going on, be reactive to the different changes and events that we see, and help, you know, maximize that pricing opportunity.
And I think ADM has some choices as to the team that I can pick to do that pricing. Is that right?
Yes.
Overall, how are price point and expert better suited to these markets than the way I might be used to doing business at Harvest?
I think a couple of the major things is the fact that you don't take price point. You have that guarantee with some opportunity to continue to play in this market. And that guarantee, I think, is critical because we really don't know where the market's going to go. And if having some opportunity to go higher and having a guarantee, those two key things make it uniquely different. On the ADM Expert Advantage, I mean, to have the power of choosing ADM, Crow Trading, Farm Direction, I think it gives you really three great choices to choose from, or a mixture of all three to have industry experts helping you set the price for those bushels.
Let's go through the sign-up periods. What is the sign-up date, the deadline for price point?
You know, price point's an ongoing offering that since we're able to customize the levels, customize the dates, we can help customer choose what they like. So it's an ongoing sign-up period.
So I can get into that at any time I'm ready, and it can even work as a forward contract on my grain?
Correct. Well, that's the nice thing about price point. It has a lot of flexibility to help establish, you know, some market participation either when you're delivering today or for bushels you may have in the bin that you may be going to deliver in, you know, July or the summertime.
What is the sign-up period for ADM Advantage Expert?
ADM Advantage Expert, the sign-up period is really now until November 23rd because that will start pricing in December. So we need to be able to get that in the books and ready to go.
And that one's a special pricing opportunity, isn't it? I think the deadline is normally January for Expert.
Yes, what we did, you know, when we were looking at it, we could see that there's a big opportunity that could happen in this market. We wanted to make sure that we were prepared for that and our offering. So we kind of actually extended that to December 3rd as the start of that pricing date versus the later date that we've had in the past.
The market is kind of withholding opportunities lately, but even small increases in the market can earn me dimes and quarters, which is kind of important in the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's critical. And I think, you know, with this ever-changing environment, we need to be attuned a little more to those those smaller moves, because we've seen markets move from what were looking like favorable prices to some now that are going to challenge the, you know, profitability of some of our producers, depending on what the yields look like.
If I'm a pretty regular forward marketer, would these contracts be a good choice? And then if I haven't been as planful with these bushels and I haven't done any forward marketing, are they equally helpful to me?
They help in both cases. I mean, they can actually help you forward markets some bushels that you will find you have extra bushels. Let's, you know, forward market them to see what's going to happen for the spring price. And then also when you bring in grain in the fall and you have these extra bushels and you need to do something with them, both these products can help establish that price.
So how do I track the performance of the contracts when I'm in them?
Price point, you're going to work with your local ADM representative and they're going to help you track and see where the prices are each day and what your values are looking like. For our customers that are enrolling into ADM Advantage Expert, they'll actually receive a weekly communication of where the contract's at, how many bushels have been marketed, what's the current market value of that offering. So it really gives them a nice snapshot of where that product's at.
Dave, are these adjustable contracts? In other words, can I price out if I don't like the direction they're headed?
Holly, that's a great question because really, you know, we've made the decision to enter these contracts and letting them work and do the job they're designed to do is a great thing that allows their customers to focus on the bushels they haven't done anything with yet. But if market conditions change or the customer's bias of the market change, we do allow some reprice features. On our price point, we allow them to do that daily during the week. Our expert contract, we do that, give them the choice of once during the week.
So any last thoughts on preparing for this harvest? Any other grain marketing tips or wisdom? What are some principles I could keep in mind here if it's kind of discouraging, frankly, to look at the markets right now?
Well, I think the main thing is, you know, when it's going bad, you kind of look away and ignore it. But I think if you just keep focused on what your plan is, and if you don't have a plan, establish a plan on what you want to do, because it's always easier to adjust a plan versus trying to create one when conditions are changing around you. And the nice thing about that is you don't have to go it alone. You can leverage your ADM representative, you know, talk to them, ask them what type of things are out there that, you know, we can look at together, because there's a lot of different resources that have been created in the grain industry in the last few years. You know, we just talked about Price Point, ADM Advantage Expert, and, you know, ADM also has their FarmView app where you can, you know, monitor prices, put in firm offers to sell grain. Our Grain Bridge, where you can actually use that to help put that plan into place and see that financial changes that can occur as the market moves. So I think the main thing I really want to say is establish a plan and then don't go it alone. Leverage some people with you.
Thank you, Dave. Really practical tips on two contracts to consider for harvest bushels. As Dave said, there's really nothing like getting help from your local ADM representative in your community. They're very knowledgeable and have great contracts, such as those we talked about today, for limiting risk and capturing upside in your grain marketing. If you need to find your nearest representative, just contact us on our website, admadvantage.com. While you're on that site, check out other episodes of In the Driver's Seat on grain farm risk management. Meanwhile, be well in managing your operation. Thanks for listening.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ADM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ADM representative or go to admadvantage.com.